We are welcoming everybody back into the Branson Podcast Network and our native advertising series here on the network, connecting all of our great businesses across our area counties, both small and large, getting everybody insight on these valuable businesses and their contributions to our great community. Another great guest here is in the studio with me, and I tell you what, he has served my family for many, many years and still does here in 2023. I'm talking about Lakeside Tire and Justin Young. Welcome into the house, sir. It's good to have you here on the network.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And so, you know, I'm a huge fan of your business. My father is. I am. And man, you and your team have seen me since I was a kid. And your business has evolved and changed over the years. But I tell you what, it's great community impact. Over the years, since you have developed, it doesn't matter where you go. It's the pride, it's the attention to detail, it's the great work that you do that keeps your customers coming back. So again, as identified, Lakeside Tire, how many years have you been in business here in the Ozarks?
We appreciate it. We have a lot of comeback business, so that's awesome to hear that we've helped you guys out for
a while.
So, but no, we've been, my dad opened the business in April of 85, so going on 38 here real quick.
And so when he opened that back up in 85, now see, you go back in all that time here in Ozark Mountain Country, the cool thing is my dad, John, him and Austin had their car dealerships in two different locations. They had it in downtown where the Optimum building is down there,
right,
and then
right.
up where the Chicken Shack is way back in the day. There was a lot more trees. The entrance to Tanger wasn't there, but that's how far back these community businesses go.
You bet.
Now, so back in 85, where did your dad open up the business to start with? Where was it? Because I can't remember back then.
So actually before that, he was actually in Forsyth for about 2 or 3 years. It was old Lakeside Skelly over in Forsyth right there. It's by that Hurricane Wash Bay now. It's on Lakeside Drive is where he got the name Lakeside. So he just hung on to it when he built and he just built a two bay garage right there on Mount Branson and opened April 1st, 1985.
Jeez.
And then about a year or two later he built on another bay in the back, and we've got three across the very back of the building. So
That
plenty of room to play with.
That's remarkable. And I will tell you, you need that room. So I want to start first with services there at Lakeside. Obviously, mm-hmm. Tire is in the name.
Right.
What are all the services that you and your team do provide to the community when they come see you?
So that would be obviously number one is our tires and wheels and stuff. We do custom wheels. I've got some great distributors. I probably have about four or five different wheel distributors. So we have pretty good picks of custom wheels. We also do brakes. I offer alignments.
Fantastic.
Some very minor stuff like hub assemblies and stuff like that. Not too technical. Don't want to jump into something with a lot of time. I don't have a lot of time, so I'm not very good at negotiating that.
But, dude, here's the deal. I mean, I've always remembered when I brought my car to you, whether it was same day or otherwise, you're always transparent. Communication is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it done in just a short period of time. You'll make every effort to get that done. If the process is going to take a little bit longer, I would imagine with the custom wheels and tires, that is a more in-depth job. So everything is a little bit different. But I've always loved and appreciated the communication process. If you can get it done quick, you do just that and then some. But you're transparent about the process. What are some of the longer jobs, kind of like time frame wise for customers?
That's where it kind of jumps into kind of being questionable. Mm-hmm. You got so many of your new cars and your new wheels that are built a little different than your normal stuff. So you have to be real careful with them.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with a lot of really expensive wheels, and the way they're built, you have to, mount them from the backside.
Yep.
And of course now you've got all these, sensors that, for the air pressure sensors, that you have to be careful with and not break them. We've broke a few in the past. That's for sure.
I bet you have.
In the beginning, you never knew where they were at or what, any of that stuff. So. But yeah, most of the time we can knock a car. I've got a great crew. I've got three guys working for me. So we try to schedule it pretty accordingly, and we can knock them out pretty quick. We're pretty good at that.
That was going to be my next question, is because I know you, I mean, over time, any business, you got people that come and go, mm-hmm. but also, too, you've got guys that you've worked with and associated with yourselves for a very long time. And why? That's just a testament to your business model. It's mm-hmm. a testament to who you are. People know your family. I mean, it's a small town, so people come in there.
Right.
People that work with you, what's been the longest amount of time your team has been with you?
So I've got one, Jared. He's my main dude. I could leave it to him and not worry about a thing. He's been with me for 17 years.
That's impressive,
so,
man.
Yeah,
seriously.
It's been great. He's like I said, I don't have to be worried about nothing. If I have to go somewhere or do something,
yep.
like now I'm away and I don't have to worry about it. He's got it. He's
That's
a man
perfect.
On the phone. So I'm in good shape. I've got another guy. He's been with me for about, I guess, off and on about 3 years. He had a leave of absence for a little bit. He thought the grass was greener on the other side at another.
Tested the water. Just went out. Yeah.
Yeah.
People
and
do that.
Decided it was not for him and come back, and which is great because he's a great hard worker. And then just this last summer this last summer, I got another kid, a younger guy, another body, another person, another, you know, it works out great. We're staying busy.
I want to liken that term to an apprenticeship. When you get into a business like that, I mean, it all starts with dad, passes down through family. Mm-hmm. You got the young guys that come in 17 years, 5 years, so on and so forth. You come in there and you got to have that desire to learn, because you're in the pitch, you're working on these cars. Everybody's got a different tact or a different method of madness when they're working on cars and replacing tires. Yeah. And you just, you learn from the best to be the best. And that's the way it is, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been around it for a long time, so it takes experience to know what's going on. I mean,
has it been strange for you, Justin? Because I mean, you know, we got a lot of mechanics. It's small shops. You've got chains, all that stuff, and the business model has changed over the years. But it's funny. One thing about Branson and one thing about our area, it's always been steady growth. Have you seen a big seismic shift in tires over the years since you got started, when dad got it going and where you're at now?
Yeah, it's a huge difference. So when I went to work for him, and he calls me, I was on another job, and he calls me and says, I need help.
Yeah.
He says, I need help to run things and get things keep going. And so there for a while, it's actually just me and him for quite a few years. And so at that point, we were pretty busy,
yeah.
and you know, and this has been 27 years ago,
man.
And even just that amount of time, it was different. You know, the town was a lot more seasonal than it is now.
Very true.
So, I mean, we had, in fact, in the beginning, for the first, I don't even know how many years, we'd literally take off a week, just shut the whole place down in February, and just that would be our little vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get away and do whatever we want to.
You don't have that anymore, do you?
I don't have that anymore. No. In fact,
man.
February gets ramped up, and then by March, it's just stupid.
For your customers and clientele, you make a very good point. I want to expand on that a little bit. You know, we talk about the seasons in Branson.
Mm-hmm.
When do you see increases? And it's always a fun question, I always got to ask it, and I love you to expand on it. Busiest times of the year for you, people getting ready for winter or summer, where's your business spike happen in the calendar year for you guys, would you say?
I would say it's about, like you said, it's at the beginning, tax money.
Yeah.
With town like it is, and we all know how it is, there's a lot of tax money flying around about right now.
And, right in the middle of it. That deadline's creeping up real fast.
Yeah.
Little hint from Justin and I.
So, but yeah, tax money, people got money. They need to fix their stuff up. They want to play a little bit,
yeah.
you know, do a little expanding there. So, but then really from there on, the whole summer month is just pretty steady anymore.
Yeah,
it's really consistent. It used to be real spotty. You never knew how long, what was going on. My dad, it was funny because my dad used to always freak out in the winter. Oh man, we're not busy. You know, we got to watch what we buy and do this and that. But it always came back, you know, it was, you know, it just the wave that happened. So it was real good. And he, you know, he would always get a little stressed out. And I was on the backside being the cheerleader. I said, hey, don't worry. It's no,
it's
you know,
good, Dad.
Wait a couple weeks. It's going to be stupid. So, but no, it's good. And then, winter used to be real busy going into
drivers,
winter.
Are drivers getting better about knowing to get your stuff changed out and be ready?
That and just keeping up on the roads.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And depending on when we get weather. Now, if we get weather as far early as Thanksgiving, people start freaking out.
We've been there.
Yeah.
It's that early storm that hits and everybody's like, dude, I got to get up there and see Justin. I got to go lakeside because I got to be ready. It's funny how that changes and people go into panic mode. I mean, that happens. We're human, right?
Yep. That's right. Oh. And then of course you then get, and it pretty, you know, like I said, if there is weather, it stays pretty going then.
It gets fresh on your mind.
Yeah.
Even a rainstorm can do that, right?
It can. It can. And these roads, I don't know what it is, but these roads, especially up where we're at.
You are right on a hill, dude.
They're slick. When it rains and people come in all the time, I'm sliding around. So, I try to steer them one way or the other, but man, there's nothing you can do with some of these roads. They're questionable. I don't know what's in the asphalt these years, but
you make a good point, man. And you're spot on with the road conditions. And we have a lot of hills. It doesn't make it easier on your cars, your tread wear, the whole thing. But dude, you go up north of where your business is over there on E76, you go up north of that. It's that one corner. I see more accidents there, winter or otherwise. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You go around the corner just past Snaps.
Yep.
Like you're going up there to or towards Cross Creek. It's that first corner.
Oh, yeah.
That is notorious.
It's like ice.
Dude, well, like wet weather, man. I mean, even on new tires.
Oh, yeah.
You can't press it. You have to be smart about that. That corner is notorious.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It takes a there's if it rains, miss something. You can guarantee somebody's off in the ditch right there, just not paying attention. And you'd think, you know, as many as that road's busy now.
I've got a fun question for you on this podcast series, and I think you'll appreciate this. It's fun because I know how busy you are, and I know where the seasons are because I've been a customer more than once, a proud customer. In a single day, when you're at your busiest, you got your team going. Can I ask you? Do you know off the top of your head how many cars you can push through in a day? Depending upon the job, what's the most? I guess it would be the better question for you, if you recall.
So we've done. So I got a little board that we post up, and we
have a counter.
Down.
Oh yeah, right
up,
on,
right up on the counter. There, you know, in our bay there that kind of keeps us straight because we try to do it for years and years just off of memory and off of a notepad or something. But
now
we got a big board, especially with the other guys. They can kind of pay attention what's supposed to be there and what's not. We've pushed through, I'm going to guess, say, 2, 4.
Quick math.
15 to 20 cars pretty easily.
That's impressive.
So we knock them out. We'll plan on, when we're the busiest, we'll plan on at least 2 cars an hour for a set, you know, if they're sets of tires or something like that. And then we just kind of weed in the flats and the, you know, the one tires and single stuff.
I would imagine then at that point when you're pushing through 15, you've got to measure that with the number of bays you've got.
Right.
And then I imagine it kind of becomes a strategic shell game for you guys. You know what you can push through quicker.
Right.
So that kind of goes to the top of the job list.
Yep.
And that just makes you more efficient. So customers may not always see that. They're like, well, man, okay, I got to wait this time of frame. Well, on the back end, you guys are lining up your jobs. You know that maybe you can push through a rotation quicker. So you start with that, and that's how you hit 15.
Yeah, we have to stay on, and it's bad, but we almost come off rude sometimes. Somebody will say, "Well, I just need this," or just take a few minutes. Well, I'm sorry, I've got this and this going on, and you know, we try to push them through as well as we can. So you're just gonna have to wait.
Yeah,
I said, I'm not gonna stop this because they called, you know, a week ago and set this up instead of you just dropping by. And
but you make a good point as well, because I mean, if there is visitors can take confidence in Lakeside. I encourage visitors on this podcast to go to Lakeside, because you always hear that old adage. When you go to a town, you're visiting, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
People always refer you to the local businesses.
Sure.
Why? It's time tested. It's true. They frequent it. They know. We do the same thing here. We recommend Lakeside. Why? Local. 25 years. It don't lie. 85 doesn't lie. That's why we tell visitors and locals take confidence. You go to Lakeside. Why? You've proven it over that time. That's why people go to you.
We've had fun with it, I guess you could say.
Yes, you have,
man. It's definitely grown. I mean, we were talking about how busy we were, and it's tripled probably from the time.
Does it kind of blow your mind when you think about that? I'm a little bit. I mean, just how far you've come, where you've been, and where you're going.
It's exciting. If I can stay up with it and I can stay sane,
yeah,
it's exciting because we do so much. We rock and roll. I mean, when it comes time, we can roll through them. And
you've made the right moves. I mean, you talk about your guy that has been in there with you for over a decade. You're doing it right with a business model because you can step away. You've got pride and confidence that your team's going to get it done and get it knocked out. Plus, man, you got to find that balance because I know you're a dad, you're a family man. You got to have your vacations. You got to get away, get your head cleared out, recharge the batteries. You come back in, and that's why the service is so good. You guys are smart about it.
Yep.
If I could ask you, most important question, because we're 15 minutes, dude. I see. I told you it just flies by with the time.
Right.
Most importantly, for customers, newbies are going to be coming to you for that first time. They need an alignment. They need a balance. They need rotations. They need a whole new set of tires and get it done and get it done right. We talked about that you're on E76 is where the business is at. Literally on the other side of the White Oak up there. It's easy to find. Can they find you online, my friend? And how do they call you to maybe set up an appointment time with you?
Yeah, you bet. Of course, the easiest time if you can get through. Phones are always busy, but that is the best way to do it is just call 334-TIRE. 8473.
Dude, so, it's easy. 333 tire, right?
Yeah, 334 tire.
Nice.
Yeah, had that forever. So,
do you guys have you gotten to the point now with your business? Are you on Facebook? Do you have a website or anything like that?
Lakeside Tire and Wheel on Facebook. I've got a website. It's Lakeside Tire and Wheel, and the "and" is spelled out. Of course, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually really good and. It's kind of hard to keep up with, but I try. But
you got a lot going on.
Yeah, and you can literally pull up your car, look at what size you got, and go through on the website itself. You can look at wheels, pull up inventory to see not necessarily my inventory, but stuff that's available for your car, and it's pretty cool. It at least gets you in the know what you want to know and what you need to know about your car. So,
dude, here's the thing. I'm glad you've got that on your website. Why? Because how many of us go out there and buy a new or used car? We take a look at the manual on day one, and then it goes in the glove box. We never look at it again. So we don't know what our ratio is. We don't know what the PSI is, all that stuff. That's right. Why you guys have that website. That's pretty dang awesome.
Yeah, it works good. It's good.
Any parting words as we wrap up this series for you, Justin? Anything that you want to say to the community members out there that they need to know about your business and what makes you guys so special?
I don't know. We're just very appreciative to the community. I mean, like I said, we've been here forever. And when I came into it, when my dad retired, it was an easy transition.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a running, rolling business that I did not have to worry about. I've done my own little twists, of course, and added some dealerships, and it makes incentives to do stuff. Well, like this, and through the radio station, I do a lot of co-op money to pay for a lot of the radio station.
Josh and Russ voicing the ads, man.
Yeah, I don't, out of pocket, it's not crazy money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to get the name out there. I mean, we're busy enough as it is, but a little bit never hurts.
Well, I will say this as we wrap up with Justin Young and Lakeside Tire. You know what? It started with his dad, a great vision in 85, a man that wanted to get a business going. It's success. It passes down through the family. There's knowledge that is passed down. And over the years, again, it's that expert service. It's hometown. It's homegrown. Guys that are passionate about what they do, they're good at it. They keep us on the road. That's why you go there. It's that comfort level. It's a team that knows it's going to get the job done, and that's what makes it special. My friend, dude, thanks for coming in. It's good to see you again outside of a job, just talking about your great business. I appreciate the time. I hope we have more of these visits, and I say it with pride. Anybody can take that trust in Lakeside Tire. Go up and see you and make sure that you're safe on the road. You guys are going to get the job done. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is Branson Podcast Network, and you just heard from a great business. It is Justin Young, Lakeside Tire and Wheel, right here in Branson.